In the early 2000s, Walmart put in a bid, or Smart Centers, to buy the film studio that's down there. And the man wanted to sell and was selling. And so everybody banded together, the film unions, the local residents, the businesses, because we knew that if a Walmart went in, all of the little like mom and pop hardware stores, everything. It's happened in all the cities across North America that the life gets sucked out of it. So the city fought it. They didn't want it. They wanted those to be employment lands. That's what they're designated as. And employment lands mean that they provide jobs that pay a living wage. Walmart doesn't pay a living wage. Yeah. And we already had a Loblaws, and we already had, at the time it was, it wasn't Freshco, it was whatever was before Freshco. I can't remember. I used to call it the Sad Store. So we already had two large grocery stores plus a Canadian Tire. We did not need a Payless Shoe Center and another Walmart and everything else. So the city fought it. Then Walmart appealed. They went to the OMB, Ontario Municipal Board. Nobody wins at the OMB. And so, like, we had rallies to raise money for lawyers and do all that kind of thing. And then we rallied everybody to go and sit in the meeting, so they had to get a bigger room at the OMB. And eventually, we won. Only it was so convoluted when the decision came down, and I was a spokesperson, so I would have the media calling. So I had the media call me, and they said, so what do you think about the decision? And I had received it, and I had read, and it was like a 40-page thing that you get to the back, and you're reading this whole thing, and it sounded like we'd lost, and but except for the last 5 points, where all of a sudden it switched. So I said, can we go off the record for a second? And he goes, yes. I said, did we really win? And he went, yes. And I thought, I screamed. And then I said, okay, we can go back on the record. So anyway, it was amazing.